Doing right nice right there, isn't you? Sure is. Trio for y'all here just in a minute, but I think first we ought to have Tater Tate talk just a little bit about the Bluegrass Hall of Fame back in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, thank you very much, Wayne. I would like to tell you about Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Hall of Fame Museum there in Nashville. It's on Music Valley Drive, just about 1 mile from Opryland. And if you folks ever have the occasion to be out in that area around Opryland or in Nashville, we would surely love to invite you out to visit the museum. I'm sure you would enjoy it. We have all the bluegrass, or many of the bluegrass artists in the Hall of Fame already inducted in, like Ralph Stanley and Osborne Brothers, and let's see, Carl Story, and yeah, and sometime this season, I think they're going to induct the Seldom Seen in, too, also, and Jimmy Martin also. And this gentleman here, you're in there, aren't you? You're in there. of course, Bill's in it. But be sure and come by and see him, because you never know. I mean, you might linger down there and find Bill or his son James or some of the Bluegrass Boys or any of the other bluegrass or country artists around there. Always tickled to have you. Also, I'd like to remind you that starting in June the 7th, the big Bill Monroe Bean Blossom Indiana Festival will take place from the 7th of June through the 16th. That's 10 full days. So get your campers ready or whatever you might need to prepare, and be sure and come on out and see us, because it's going to be, well, the biggest, all the biggest thing in bluegrass artist is going to be there. Be sure and come to the festival. That's June 7th through the 16th. All right, Wayne.
Thank you, Tater. That's the only guy in the group that's windier than I am. That's enough. Here's one of the old Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs numbers. I think Bill, they recorded this the first time when they was working as Bluegrass Boys with Bill Monroe. One called "Will You Be Lovin' Another Man?"